Hello, I'm Jim Richards with this month's World Changer Message. You know, it's February, and it's the time of love, and I want to talk about staying in love, and I want to talk about kissing, because after all, we should be kissing. We should be romantic. We should be having the greatest intimacy with our mates of any people in the world. And I did write the book, We Still Kiss. And you know, one of the reasons I wrote that book was because after all the years of mine and Brenda's life, we're not just married and we're not just happy, but we are still passionate and we are still romantic with each other. You know, I remember when I was 16 years old and I had a job selling vacuum cleaners, believe it or not, because I was living out on my own trying to make a living. And I remember there was a lady there, the secretary, that she did all the telephone calls and generated all the leads for us. And I heard her talking one time about her and her husband and why they had such a good marriage. And I'll never forget hearing her say that she made sure that every single night they kissed goodnight before they went to sleep. And for some reason, that just made an incredible impact on me. And I made up my mind that when I found the person that I loved, that every night I would kiss him. And, you know, Brenda and I have done that pretty much almost every night for these 30-plus years. And the few exceptions have been when I'm away, when I'm traveling, or when I've been sick and in the hospital, or when we go to bed and just collapse out of exhaustion because we have worked so hard during the day. But we wrote the book, We Still Kiss, because we realized that it wasn't just enough to stay in love, stay married, stay together. It wasn't just enough to look at your mate and go, yes, I want to stay with you. We want it to be able to have the kind of relationship just like when we first fell in love, where we want it to touch each other. We want it to hold hands. We want it to keep kissing. And we realized that keeping romance alive was something that you had to really work at, because it would become very easy to begin to neglect the romantic side of life. So kissing is one of the number one ways that you keep romance alive. I didn't say one of the number one ways you keep sex alive. I said romance. Now listen, I've looked on the internet and I've combined research that I found on the internet and I've added to it my own research and my own clinical experience, and I've listed benefits of kissing. Now, I just want to share some of these benefits with you. And like I say, some of this is my research, some of this is other research. But remember, the number one benefit to kissing is that it keeps romance alive. The first benefit of kissing is this. Studies have shown that when two people look into each other's eyes, their brain waves can literally be detected in their partner. So looking into your partner's eyes and then connecting at an emotional level through kissing causes something to happen in you and creates a connection in you that is deeper than you can really explain. So kissing and looking at each other's eyes first creates an incredible romantic connection that goes beyond just physical desire. It goes beyond anything that can be explained. Number two, in the type of medicine that I study, we realize that the stomach and the spleen manifest themselves in your lips. You know, that's why when you have stomach problems, you'll tend to get a fever blister on your lips, because it's opening to your lips and it reflects the health of your stomach and your spleen. Therefore, whenever you kiss, it can potentially stimulate the health of your digestive system, which I think is really interesting. Number three, non-sexual kissing goes farther to make your mate feel special, maybe, than anything you can do. And let me just give you a little tip on that. Sometimes people only kiss their mate when they want to have sex. So when you just kiss your mate when you want to have sex, that is non-romantic. That is sexual. And what you're saying is, I only want to connect to you physically when there's going to be sex. But to kiss your mate, and particularly to kiss your mate passionately without needing to stimulate sex, says that of the person, you are special to me. I want to be connected to you. And it goes a long way in keeping romance alive. Number four, studies show that those who kiss their partner goodbye every morning live 5 years longer than those who do not. That is pretty incredible. Number five, Kissing burns calories, in fact, 2 to 3 calories a minute, and can double your metabolic rate. In fact, research claims that 3 passionate kisses a day, lasting at least 20 seconds each, will cause you to lose an entire extra pound. In other words, it's time to start a kissing diet. A 20-minute makeout session on your couch burns 40 calories, and it's way more fun than jogging, I can tell you that. Number 6, kissing is known as a stress reliever. Passionate kissing relieves tension, it reduces negative energies, and produces a sense of well-being, lowering your cortisol, or what is known as your stress hormone. So late in the afternoon, whenever your cortisol begins to go up, kissing would be a good thing to do. Number 7, kissing uses 30 facial muscles, and it helps keep the facial muscles tight, preventing baggy cheeks. The tension in the muscles caused by a passionate kiss helps to smooth the skin and actually increases the blood circulation in your face. Number 8, kissing is good for the heart as it creates an adrenaline which causes your heart to pump more blood around your body. Frequent kissing has scientifically been proven to stabilize cardiovascular activity and decrease blood pressure and cholesterol. Plus, we know that the heart is greatly affected by our love life. So anything that helps your love life will, in fact, give you a more healthy heart. Number 9, those who kiss quite frequently are less likely to suffer from stomach, bladder, or blood infections, which goes back to my own research about the stomach and the spleen. Number 10, during a kiss, natural antibiotics are secreted in the saliva. Also, the saliva contains a type of anesthetic that helps relieve pain. And one of the things that we know is that in the saliva, because of the immune function that it stimulates, it actually reduces cavities in your teeth. Number 11, kissing reduces anxiety and stops the noise in your mind. It increases the levels of oxytocin, which is an extremely calming hormone that actually produces a feeling of peace. So kissing your mate produces peace. It produces positive feelings. Number 12, the endorphins produced by kissing are 200 times more powerful than morphine. That's pretty incredible. Get into a serious French kissing session, increases saliva production, which helps to wash away bacteria. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier, that kissing can help prevent tooth decay and cavities. Number 14, you can kiss allergies goodbye too. A Japanese study showed that 30 minutes of kissing reduced blood levels of IgE, an allergy antibody. So when you kiss, you eradicate allergies, and it's more fun than taking a pill. Number 15, it helps reduce your blood pressure. We've already mentioned this. Kissing first increases the pulse rate and the blood pressure. But after the whole kiss is finished, the body feels relaxed, the pulse rate and the blood pressure return to normal. But the consequence of this phenomenon is an overall reduction in blood pressure and cholesterol. Number 16, and we've already mentioned how it increases the blood circulation, affects the muscles in your face. Number 17, it gives peace of mind, which we've already referred to this by the oxytocin that is released into the blood and the calming effects that it has on the mind. Number 18, ecstatic and exciting. Kissing increases the production of endorphins. This causes a state of excitement and improves the overall sense of well-being. Number 19, and we referred to this in general, kissing improves your immunity. Exchange saliva during kissing contains proteins and antigens useful for the body. They also trigger the production of antibodies, thus improving the immunity to diseases and helps keep a person happy. 20, kissing makes people more optimistic. It releases a type of adrenaline, which reduces the amounts of hydrocortisone responsible for stress. Thus, kissing makes us happy and optimistic. Number 21, kissing your partner will not only improve the chemistry between the two, but also produce a number of health benefits for both of you. So don't forget to kiss your wife before you leave for work tomorrow. In this study that was done, from which the previous statement was made, it said at the end of 6 weeks research, the kissers stated that they felt less stress, and they reported that they were more satisfied with their relationships. Their cholesterol levels also decreased, and the kissing group participants reported that they actually argued less, understood each other better, and had less conflict, and actually exercised more. So you can kiss your way to a longer life. Individuals who kiss more live longer. Research states that kissing your significant other every morning can add years to your life. So a simple good morning kiss, as we stated earlier, can add at least 5 years to your life. Kissing as a form of pain control. Kissing helps fight off the aches and pains. In addition to the euphoric exhilaration brought on by kissing, saliva, once again, can help your health. Saliva produces a natural anesthetic for anyone who has been on a powerful pain reliever such as morphine. The endorphins generated during this enjoyable kiss are 200 times more powerful than this high-intensity painkiller. Kissing also boosts your self-esteem. Kissing causes individuals to feel more loved, more appreciated. Who doesn't want to feel loved and appreciated? Well, kissing results in confidence and self-esteem. Imagine the added bonus of being told you're a great kisser or being told I love you more than anything. In general, having a higher self-esteem makes you healthier. It makes you more productive and more creative. And those who fight depression also or have a low self-esteem tend to also fight off more sickness because their bodies lack the endorphins and natural antibiotics to fight the disease. So you can stimulate your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health. You can make every part of your life better. And last, kissing calms you. Kissing has been known to reduce anxiety by stopping the feelings of being overwhelmed. And you know we all face the feelings of being overwhelmed. You know, one of the greatest things about kissing, and again, I'm talking about seeking to express love to another person. One of the reasons I made up my mind that I want to kiss my wife on a regular basis has nothing to do with how it makes me feel. Because love, expressing love is not about me. I realize there's benefits that come back to me. I realize I'm going to get something out of this. But my intention and my goal is not what I get out of it. My goal is what that other person gets out of it. So if you have made it your goal to contribute to your mate's life, contribute to their spiritual life, their physical health, their emotional well-being, then you need to create a strategy. You know, sadly, not many people have a strategy for making their mate feel loved. As you know, I often ask people to write a character sketch about the kind of person they want to be and to make it an emotional character sketch, how you want to feel about things, how you want to feel about people. And it's very important that you also write your how you want to make other people feel, because if I want you to feel loved, then I've got to say this is what I want you to feel as much as I can contribute to that, and these are the things that I will do to help you feel this way. So when I do this, I create a strategy, and I know that my strategy is in the mornings, for example. Brenda's not a morning person. I am. Most mornings I get up 2 to 3 hours before she does. I get up, I work, I do things, and I make sure that she has a peaceful morning. And I don't judge her because she sleeps in a little later than I do. She's really a much harder worker than I am. She gets up, she works incredibly hard all day long. So, you know, you got to be careful that you don't become judgmental because you do something that you deem to be better than what your mate does. But I make sure that every morning that she's going to get up and she's not going to be rushed, because I know once she starts going, she's going to run full blast all day. Then, as much as possible, I make sure that when I see her in the mornings, that I always not just kiss her, but I always hold her, I always hug her, put my arms around her, I pull her up close to me. And then every morning when it's possible, and this was harder to do when our kids were at home and we had young kids, but every morning when possible, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to sit and talk to her just for a few minutes about nothing. I don't care if it's important, not important. I don't care what it's about. I just want that time of being able to talk with her and connect with her. You know, throughout the day, one of the things that I'm going to do throughout the day is we swap text. I might not do it in every text, but very often I'm going to remind her that I love her. I'm going to tell her that I love her. I'm going to compliment some strength or something that she does and let her know that I appreciate it. throughout the day, if I come home for lunch, and since I work at home most of the time now, when I go down for lunch and we spend time together, sometime during that time together, I'm going to make sure that we kiss. I'm going to make sure we hold hands. I'm going to make sure that we touch each other. And remember, this is not about whether or not I feel inclined to do it. This is about making her feel valuable, making her feel loved. And another thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to be sure and avoid her having negative experiences that relate to me. For example, you know, when I get out of the shower, I'm not going to leave a nasty washcloth laying there. Who in the world wants to pick up a wet, nasty washcloth or towel because I was too lazy or inconsiderate to pick it up myself? I'm not going to leave dirty clothes laying around for her to pick up. When I get through eating, I'm going to pick up my plate. I'm going to take it and rinse it out, and I'm going to stick it in the dishwasher. And I'm doing these things not because I feel like I have to, not because she has asked me to, but all of these things are strategies to let her know that she's precious to me, that she's valuable to me. And, you know, so many times she'll say, "You don't have to do that. I'll take care of it." And I'll say, "No, I want to do this for you." I want her to realize that I want to do things for her. And let me tell you something. You may be one of those husbands or wives that you don't let your spouse do things for you. And when you don't let your spouse do things for you, you are saying to them, "I don't need you. You're not that important to me." So do things for your spouse and let them do things for you. You know, an interesting phenomenon that happens between Brenda and me is when we're sharing something that we're eating together and we get down to the very last whatever it is, we almost have to force the other one to take it. Because, for example, last night, she cooked us a great dinner. She made us some broccoli, and we both love broccoli. And I noticed when I went back to get a second helping of the chicken that she had cooked, the last bit of broccoli was left in the pan. And I knew when I saw that broccoli, I knew that she made sure to leave that there because she's not going to take the last of anything if she thinks I want it. You know what? I never take that for granted. That makes me feel so precious and so loved. And usually in those situations, I will try to get her to. But the point is, when you want to make each other feel special, when you're committed to making each other feel special, you'll stay in love. You'll have romance. You'll have passion. And, you know, when we go to bed at night, one of the things we try to do, we try not to go to bed just completely exhausted. And we usually go to bed and we'll read, we'll diddle around with our, you know, with Facebook or read something, and then at some point we're going to start watching television. And usually while we're watching television, I'm going to be physically touching her, or I'm going to be holding her hand. And again, she knows that that's not because I'm going to try to jump her bones or make a move on her. She knows that I'm just conveying the fact that I love her. And then almost every night before I go to sleep, I'm going to be sure that we kiss. And I'm not talking about just a little light kiss on the cheek or something. I'm talking about a kiss that conveys passion. And I'm going to tell her that I love her. And this is how we stay in love. And this is why when she walks into the room after all of these years, my face still lights up. When she comes into the room, I suddenly feel better. And when she comes around, then I'm going to be happier and I'm going to enjoy what I'm doing more just because she's there. Listen, to stay in love takes work. It takes effort. But I tell you, it's an investment that never costs you anything, but pays never-ending benefits. If you hadn't read my book, We Still Kiss, I encourage you to get it. And I encourage you to read the same chapter, The Husband and Wife, or if you're engaged, you're going to get married, the man or the woman, read the same chapter, and then at the end of the week, after you thought about that chapter some, discuss it, because those chapters are designed to get you talking about things that you may have never talked about. And I'll tell you, we see people have wonderful things happen in their marriage just because they start talking about some of these things in this book that they've never thought about. They learn how to argue in a way that gets results instead of hurts feelings. They learn how to resolve conflict. They learn how to contribute to one another's life. Stay in love and keep kissing. Cupid, draw back your bow.